Somebody might be listening. And, well, actually, no, I think that's the idea. So I hope somebody's listening. I take that back. You're listening, I hope, to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name's Alan. I'm the new breakfast snob here until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, something else will be on. Let's start off with some cheerful punk rock.
Watch.
And that was Matthew Heller with Space Girl from his 2013 release, Invitation. Matthew Heller and the Clever. Before that, we go back to 1980, 999 from the UK with Fun Thing from Biggest Prize in Sports. And we kicked it off with an even earlier early punk band, The Only Ones, from their first album, self-titled The Only Ones, did The Immortal Story. Kind of cool hearing punk rockers do that long guitar jam. Anyway, it's 113 at WIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And speaking of punk that defies the cliches of the genre, let's listen to a 2012 cut from the long-running band The Stranglers, also from England.
Thank you. just a baby back in 1951. His howls woke the neighborhood. They had his parents done for negligence or cruelty, I forget which one. And the state took custody of their sickly son. Well, no one ever dreamed that one day he'd become King Strut. Short of temper, highly strung, with a shadow on his lung, King Strut flew off the handle if his vanity was stung. He could cut a foe to pieces using nothing but his tongue and a technical vocabulary vast for one so young. Throughout the noisy orphanage, his name was widely sung. King Strut. Imagination, like a muscle, will increase with exercise. King Strut developed his by having dreams and telling lies. He'd describe a situation or a piece of merchandise. He could summon it from nothing to appear before your eyes. Who was that masked man? Why was he in disguise? King Strut. Now a man without a moral code is just an appetite. King Strut was on a diet, growing luminous by eating light. He'd left the institution under cover of the night and was looking for employment, answering to Dwight, sleeping in a doorway, minus 20 Fahrenheit. King Strut. His Majesty, Dwight Strut. Ed sheltered under cardboard, above a subway vent, and one night took in the victim of a suspicious accident. As dawn came up, he knew the man's death was imminent. The man called out a number. King Strut asked him what it meant. It meant the man had something valuable he wanted to present. King Strut. Some say it was a diamond, like a crown jewel Kohinoor, or a talisman empowered by an ancient conjurer. A hot tip or a claim check, no one knows for sure. All we know is King Strut changed overnight from being poor to being an authority. Philanthropist, connoisseur who paid for what he wanted with a simple signature. King Strut. Yeah, he paid to house the homeless. They worked for him to pay their rent. And they recruited others to help spread his influence. He fed 100 million hungry at his own expense. Popes and potentates applied and were denied an audience. He's got too damn many dollars, they said. Not enough sense. King Strut. Now a man believes his dreams are real. He's said to be deranged. His dreams are compensation for the things he cannot change. A man can be in slavery, he doesn't have to be in chains. He's waving out the window, the infirmary's in flames. But instead of crying fire, he pronounced the name of names. King Strut. King Strut. King Strut.
Peter Blegvad from his 1990 release King Strut and Other Stories, which was produced by XTC's Andy Partridge and features Andy Partridge and other members of the Golden Palominos on that. It's kind of an that guy is sort of unrecognized by everybody except his awesome musical peers. Before that was the Stranglers from the 2012 Giants release. And yes, David, you are correct. I usually don't take requests. Well, I usually don't honor them. I might take them in the same way that I might take your credit card. You might... Wait a minute. I didn't say that on the air. Sorry about that. But in this case, I actually do have the request you asked for. And in keeping with our cheerful little ditty theme, this is a cheerful little song by an old man named David Bowie. And the name of the song is "You Feel So Lonely, You Could Die."
Summer in the park, hidden from your friends, stealing all they knew. Lovers thrown in airless rooms, then vile rewards for you. How I'm gonna tell, yes, I've gotta tell. Landscape filled with wrath, gray concrete city, rain has wet the street. I want to see you clearly before you close the door. A room of bloody history, you made sure of that. I can see you as a corpse hanging from a beam. I can read you like a book. I can feel you falling. I hear you moaning in your room. Oh, see if I care. You've got the blues, my friend.
right. That was Roki Erickson, backed up by some members of his former band, the 13th Floor Elevators, and Jack Cassidy, the bass player from Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna, was also featured on that. That was the 1986 release, Don't Slander Me, and we just heard the title track from that. Before that was You Feel So Lonely You Could Die, from David Bowie's latest release, The Next Day. And it's 1:33 at WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. You are listening to The New Breakfast Knob, and broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, now featuring home delivery everywhere in the city. Details on the web at rostovs.com. You know, hearing that Jack Cassidy playing with Roki Erickson made me all sentimental. What other band was Jack Cassidy in? Oh, I already mentioned them. They were up in Charlottesville last week. Maybe we can hear some of them.
Sing you words, the pace of time. Deep down in the lonely mind, and the night.
shadow lay. The diamond remains brilliant in its cavern. No one to see and no one left to care. Serpents spread their power and more. Down the hill they're moving on to the ancient forests in the daylight. They will find tomorrow's rise. Bring them all the blue skies. Breeze the lonesome banshee and its wings.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Home fires are a threat after a natural disaster, and fire trucks may have trouble getting to your home. If the power is out, use flashlights or other battery-powered lights, if possible, instead of candles. If you must use them, place candles in safe holders away from anything that could catch fire. Never leave a burning candle unattended. To learn more, call the CDC at 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Just the side of paradise. Yeah. This is Aaron from Tall Furs.
This is Allison from Awesome Color.
And we're reminding you that if it's time to get the lead out, you're probably going to have to switch away from WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio.
97.3.
Dream on, prophets, these are dreams you ignore. What's going on? What are we living for? Wake from your blindness, see the sore.
Come in all shapes, sizes, ages, and inclinations. Some are genuinely interested in companionship.
Oh, I wish there were four big rednecks down here. Then we could go into the woods and do it wild.
I don't need therapy. I don't need religion. I don't need Freud.
And Magnuson, Kramer, playing together as Bong Water. I Need a New Tape was the name of that little 1 minute and a half song. That was from their double album, Pussy Power, released on Shimmy Disc, Kramer's label, in 1990. Those of you who have been in Richmond for a long, long time may make the association between Gwar and Shimmy Disc. When I hear the waltz, I always think of Gwar. And when I think of goats, I think of mangoes. And when I think of mangoes, I think of Dave Brocky. Anyway, before that, we heard Golden Earring, the famous Dutch band, before they got famous, doing I'm Going to Send My Pigeons to the Sky from their self-titled album, which is actually their fourth release. Out in 1970. They started playing in 65, if you can believe that. Anyway, Steve Hillage, guitar player from Gong, doing a very uncharacteristically punk rock song, 1988 Activator, which was released, of course, in 1979, the best year of the 80s. Ambrosia produced, that album was produced by Alan Parsons, and the name of the song was World Leave Me Alone. That was from their self-titled first release. And we kicked it off with some guitar, synth-driven, rockin' song by Manfred Mann's Earth Band, This Side of Paradise from The Roaring Silence, 1975 release, made famous by the cover of a Bruce Springsteen song, which we might hear some other day. It's 2:01 at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. You're listening to the New Breakfast Knob. At 3 o'clock, we've got songs from the Big Hair. That is music of the 1980s. And at 5 o'clock, River City Limits, which brings you, of course, the best in Richmond and regional entertainment. Speaking of local and regional entertainment, I got a few songs from Australia to play for you. We're going to reach back in time. This here be The Saints.
twisted brain.
Thank you.
Clary Brown and the Banging Raquettes from their 2012 Australian release, Baby Caught the Bus. I think that just came out in America this year. Song was Aeroplane. Before that, very early cut from one of Australia's finest bands, Twisted Brain. That was a single from the early 80s. You can kind of hear the cracks and popples, snaps, cracks and pops on that 45. Memories Are Made of This by The Saints kicked it off with Eternally, from the album Eternally Yours, released on Sire in 1978. It's 212 at WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond, and it's time to bring it back to America. This is Kerry Rodriguez from her latest album.
Rabbit in the hat you swore. She wasn't there before. Affliction, you really gave it to me. Science fiction, lies you led me to believe. Now I'm left to grieve. With a glance, was not gay at your door. Pain, provocative and deep. Dreams that dreamers keep. Thought you needed more. I thought a love was meant to last. It disappeared so fast. That's tragic. They say it had to happen. That magic, rabbit in the hat you swore. You'd never seen her before.
Is there some serious force here? looking behind the scenes. If it only takes a man with a true desire, it only takes a spark just to start a fire. It only takes a thoughtless act of someone else, and it all goes out of control. And I wanna find the way that is right for me. I wanna find the truth that behind the throne, it will always remain unknown. To the likes of to you and me, and well, I guess everyone here. And there's nothing that you can say that will change it in any way. It all remains on a need-to-know basis, and you just don't even know. It only takes a man with a true desire. It only takes a spark just to start a fire. It only takes a thoughtless act of someone else, and it all goes out of control. But I wanna find a way that is right for me. I wanna find the truth that I know I see. And I will carry on and on and on and on, and I'll find what I came here for, what I came before.
Forgiven first. the bravest man in the universe. Bravest man in the universe. Smelling cigarettes.
That was Bill Withers from his Adjustment. That was, it's got the plus sign and the word adjustment on the Sussex label, which is the same label as Rodriguez, another little known, overlooked guy. Bill Withers actually wrote that song that you've probably heard a lot at karaoke, Ain't No Sunshine, but don't hold that against him. He was actually pretty awesome on his own. Before that, Bobby Womack from his latest release, 2012's Bravest Man in the Universe, the title track from that. Caravan, one of the long-running Canterbury scene bands from the UK, psychedelic band, did a record in 2003 called The Unauthorized Breakfast Item. No relation to the New Breakfast Snob, which you are listening to now. And we started off with a cut from Carrie Rodriguez out of Nashville with Tragic from her Give Me All You Got CD out just this year. It's 2:31 at WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And, wow, when I think of soul and groove, I pretty much don't think of Germany. So let's hear some krautrock. This is Guru Guru with 200 Clichés.
Guru with their hands. They come to your town and they're broken hearts. The music is live. It's honest and it's strong.
Seem to have enough energy before you get your first cup of coffee? The Breakfast Blend can help with that. Tune in every morning, Monday through Friday, so you can get that extra boost. You know you want to. From 6 to 8 in the a.m. Yeah, you can thank me later.
If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them, and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits and vegetables can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. To learn more, call 866-906-WELL or visit cancerproject.org. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
Our new single, it's Iron Butterfly Theme.
Yay! King Crimson live with Lark's Tongue and Aspic, part two from an unofficial live 70s cassette recording. Sort of fell into my hands a while back and been holding onto it for a while. Before that was the Iron Butterfly theme by, guess who? That was from a live Fillmore East concert recording. And it's kind of bizarre that they announced that this is our new single. And it's like this totally feedback drenched, loud, distorted, 5.5 minute instrumental. It's like, man, you know, maybe everything wasn't better in the 60s, but at least they put out singles that were just like that. They consider that to be a potential commercial success. But it took a 17 minute feedback drenched song for them to get famous. And we kicked that off with 200 Clichés from Germany's Guru Guru from their Don't Call Us, We'll Call You album out in 1973. All right, it's 2:49, and you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. My name's Alan, the new breakfast snob, and I'll be here for about 10 and a half more minutes. And then it's time for Songs from the Big Air, music of the 1980s, that the best decade ever for, anyway, it was the 1980s. And I want to let you know that broadcast of music on WRIR is made possible in part by the Tech Exchange, friends who buy and sell new and used video games, cell phones, and other technology. On the web at thetechexchange.net, on Facebook at Tech Exchange RVA, and in the fan at 817 West Carey Street.
To do, should I love or should I fight? Is it all the same to you? No, I say I have the answer proven to be true. But if I were to share it with you, you would stand to gain and I'd lose. Oh, I couldn't bear it, so I've got nothing to say. Nothing to say. Climb a tower of freedom.
Like fire. Cause the